91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So lately in a lot of my shows, I've sort of been exploring the idea of music and what music means, what counts as music and why, what tools do we use to make music and why, the idea of authorship of music, and if you have a cover song, like to what extent is that your own music and to what extent is it the music of the original creator? That sort of thing. So I'm continuing this exploration because I just found this awesome concept album in Bandcamp and I'm really excited to share it with you all. So it's called Ultrasonic, and it's an album by a musician from Indianapolis named Stuart Hyatt. I'm going to read a section of an article about it from Bandcamp. The article's titled Listening to Silence, Fieldworks on Recording Bat Echolocation for Ultrasonic by Samuel Tornow, in case any of you want to look it up. And yeah, spoiler alert, has to do with echolocation, which is awesome. So here's just an excerpt from that article. It says, while recording the source material for Ultrasonic, Hyatt sat alone in fields during the early evening, mostly in absolute quiet, watching a meter pick up sounds he couldn't hear. He was recording the sounds of the endangered Indiana bat, more specifically the echolocation that enables it to perceive the surrounding area, instead of listening through his own ears, as Hyatt had done for so much of his professional life. He trusted his equipment to do it for him. And later it explains, Hyatt compares the act of recording echolocation to taking a photo of an invisible man, looking at the grass to see where the man was stepping, watching the wind for movements. In that analogy, the recording studio was his dark room. Even after applying various effects to make the sounds audible, all he could do was cross his fingers and pray for the results as listenable. And Hyatt actually got funding from National Geographic, which is really cool. So he was collaborating with a variety of like field experts while he was doing this recording. So great intersection between music and science there. And basically, Hyatt recorded all of these sounds of bats echolocating and then broke them down into categories. He categorized it by rhythmic and melodic and then sent them off to a variety of contributors. So a lot of people that are involved in experimental music these days. And each track on his album is like done by a different experimental musician. So that's one thing that I think is really cool about this project, is that not only was Hyatt working with like field experts from Nat Geo and like taking classes with people that he was working with, but he was also sending these sounds to other people. He explains, in the whole fieldwork series, I'm only doing a small part of the music. It's really working with artists and composers I admire and handing them the reins to make their own magic with the sounds I provide. So yeah, I think it's really cool to see this kind of collaboration in the music industry. And because of the collaboration, you could see the different directions that all these artists took the same bass. They were all working with sounds that Hyatt had recorded of bats echolocating, but they all sort of did their own thing with it and created different sounds and different types of music from the same starting point, which is really also neat to see. So that's sort of the background on this album and the song that I'm going to play for you. The track that I chose from the album Ultrasonic is called Dusk Tempi and it's by Alluvium. So yeah, I hope you enjoy these bat sounds. Thank you. So again, that was Des Tempi by Eluvium off of the album Ultrasonic by Fieldworks, also known as Stuart Hyatt, and that was based on recordings of bat echolocation that Hyatt created, which I just think is really cool, and I hope that you all thought that song was as cool as I think it is. Hyatt's next project is recording seismic activity in Alaska, which is cool, obviously. Alaska, I don't know if anyone knows this, maybe you all do, I learned this week. Alaska is the site of the most earthquakes in the US. So there's probably going to be a lot of seismic activity for him to record. And I'm really excited to see how that turns out, and what he does with it, what musicians he works with to create his album, and all that. So, a little fun start to the show with that. Very sciencey. And now getting into more music. Next up we have Car Camping by Goth Babe off of the 2018 album Point Mugu, followed by Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers off of her 2018 album Stranger in the Alps. track you heard was Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers off the album Stranger in the Alps, and before that you heard Car Camping by Goth Babe off the album Point Mugu. Up next, I have some new songs from The Beths, which I'm super, super excited about. The Beths came out with a debut album in 2018 called Future Me Hates Me, and they just dropped their second album really recently. It came out actually on July 10th, and it's called Jump Rope Gazers. So I've picked four of my favorites from that album to play for you, and you're going to hear them in the following order. Just Shy of Shore, Acrid, I'm Not Getting Excited, and Dying to Believe. And again, those are all by The Beths off their recent album, Jump Rope Gazers. And right after that, you'll hear Brutalism by The Drums off of their 2019 album, Brutalism. Here are The Beths.
Today. bought a lamp and I move with the wind. I'll go where it bends and let go of the expectations. Such a fragile thing to try support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards from the way that I imagine. Go easy.
that this love is brutal, beyond physical, supernatural, and fully irrational. I'm no stranger to taking risks. I bet my life on one kiss. I know this is dangerous, we're delirious, but oh, this is glorious. When I'm alone at night and the TV is on, I grab your t-shirt and put it over my face. I put my hand on my chest so it feels like you're here. And I fly 10,000 miles just to kiss you again. Brutalism. Tears us apart. Grab your t-shirt and put it over my face. I put my hand on my chest so it feels like you're here. And I fly 10,000 miles just to kiss you again. Brutalism. Tears us apart. When I'm alone at night and the TV is on, I grab your t-shirt and put it over my face. I put my hand on my chest so it feels like you're here. And I fly 10,000 miles just to kiss you again. Brutalism. Tears us apart.
So that was Brutalism by The Drums, which I really love. I honestly have only listened to one Drums album, Portamento, from 2011, so it's been a while. Brutalism is off their album of the same name from 2019, which I think just goes to show how they've like continued to produce music that I find really great for quite some time. And before that, you heard some new tracks from The Beths. You heard Dying to Believe, before that I'm Not Getting Excited, Acrid, and Just Shy of Shore. And again, those are off of their recent album, just released July 10th. I think The Beths are super great and really up and coming. I love their sound. I think they'd be so fun to see in concert. They're just like, have that jump around kind of music, very high energy. And I also really love their lead vocalist. She's also one of their guitarists. Her name is Elizabeth Stokes, and I just think she's awesome. So I'm really excited that the Beths are producing more music, and I'm also excited to see just where they go next. So yeah, I have a PSA for you all now. It's that time of night. And I know I read this like pretty much every time these days, but I'm gonna read the Know Your Cell Phone Rights PSA because I just think that one's really important. So know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a full password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The best answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what you store on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Frontier Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom loving friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So yeah, know your cell phone rights. And with that, we'll get right back into the music. I was trying to figure out how to work this like section of my show in, because I have some songs that just don't really, I would say, fit with like the tone that I've set so far, but I decided to play them anyways, because I want to. And that's Freeform, baby. So yeah, up next you're going to hear Unemployed by Tierra Whack, which I just think is a great song, followed by 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. So we're doing like a mini segment themed around working. Fun fact, this is actually like more of a confession, I would say. So I listen to Spotify for a lot of my music. And for those of you that don't know, Spotify at the end of the year does like a roundup of songs that you've listened to the most, songs that they think are your favorites, that sort of thing. And in 2019, they gave me a playlist that was like your top songs of 2019. And number one on that list was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, which I was like, man, this is kind of embarrassing. But I'm really just embracing it now. I think it's a great song. I stand by that. Dolly Parton's awesome. So yeah, playing that one for you tonight. But before that, you're going to hear Unemployed by Tierra Whack.
I must be a criminal. Yo. Keep you talking minimal. Cause most of it's subliminal. Yo. And it'll put you in a critical. Yo. Used to be invisible. Yo. They would refer to me as mythical. Sipping on mystic, yeah, sipping slow. Yo. Not on my level, not on your tippy toes. Yo. Walking the bank and I yell, give me those. Yo. Hot as a stove, yeah, I'm wearing Fendi clothes. Yo. I want my spot, yeah, look at Wendy knows. Yo. My niggas eating, they getting minerals. Yo. If you go shots, you know my mineral. Up with your block, now you looking pitiful. Yo. Tending the windows, I need a minute, yo. I leave your missus all mad and miserable. Go. You picked the wrong time to pick a fight. Your bitch a dyke, she think she Ike. You sipping on a drink of Spike. Enough for you to say goodnight for the rest of your life. I know your sons won't miss you. I did a favor for them niggas. Took a loss to a winner. Rick Ross, you been dinner. You ain't fly, I make your wings stop. I'm real as fuck and your ring's not. Fresh as hell like a king socks. Your real car is a slingshot. Don't need a gun, I use a slingshot. If I was a beverage, you would have to drink hot. Gotta drive, I gotta do. Yo. I get down and dirty too. Yo. What it is, what it do. Yo. Same shit, nothing new. Yo. Gotta drive, gotta do. Yo. I get down and dirty too. Yo. What it is, what it do. Yo. Same shit, nothing new. Gotta drive, I gotta do. Yo. I get down and dirty too. Yo. What it is, what it do. Yo. Same shit, nothing new. Gotta drive, I gotta do. Yo. I get down and dirty too. Yo. What it is, what it do. Yo. Same shit, nothing new. Go. Flashbacks, where your past at? Where the cash at? Ayo, past that. I will stab back. Stress for bags, racks. Front on me and I'll punch your ass flat. Are you okay? Please don't ask that. I don't act black. Got a fat cat. You a rat rat. Rat a tat 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 a tat tat. Tattoos, but you can't see them. Ice cold, yeah, I'm going skiing. I get around at the Coliseum. Used to roam around with no pot to pee and I was pissed off. Get away with murder like Kristoff. You get crisscrossed in the big loft. I'm a big boss. So much sauce, I drip broth. The wait is over. I'm taking over. Yeah. You're overweight. You ate a soda. Yeah. I'm super sober. You doing coke. Yeah. Coca-Cola, yo, yo. Ahead of you, like a closure. Yo. When Troy died, I had to find some closure. Yo. Don't push me, bitch, I am not a stroller. Yo. Pop up on a nigga like bread and toast. A double D cup, you should use a coaster. Yo. I'm on the post and need a Della Coaster. Yo. So I shop it over, blue faces. Yo. And I call them growers, yo. But a pecan rover. I'm that older, yo. Wanna be like me when I get older. Yo. Talk to God, then he came over. Talk to God, then he came over. Gotta drive, I to do. I get down and dirty too. What it is, what it do. Same shit, nothing new. Got a job, gotta do. I get down and dirty too. What it is, what it do. Same shit, nothing new. Got a job, I gotta do. I get down and dirty too. What it is, what it do. Same shit, nothing new. Got a job, I gotta do. I get down and dirty too. What it is, what it do. Same shit, nothing new.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Was 9 to 5 by Miss Dolly Parton, and before that you heard Unemployed by Tierra Whack. So just continuing on with the kind of country theme that started with Dolly, I'm going to play an old Taylor Swift song because Taylor Swift just dropped a new album, which I always think means time to get back to the roots and see like where that artist came from, what they started out doing, how they've evolved, adapted, changed throughout the years. So we're going way back to 2006, the album Taylor Swift with Picture to Burn, which I just think is a classic. I hope you enjoy.
Get my perfect fantasy. I realize you love yourself more than you could ever love me. So go and tell your friends that I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine, you won't mind if I say. And by the way, I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. So watch me strike. Tears, I'm just sitting here planning my revenge. There's nothing stopping me from going out with all of your best friends. And if you come around saying sorry to me, my dad.
So that was Picture to Burn by Taylor Swift off of her 2006 album, Taylor Swift. I think that that song is, like, for me at least, kind of the epitome of early Taylor Swift with her kind of like twangy country pop sort of revenge songs, which I can appreciate. And I think that she has changed a lot since then, and her music has evolved. And yeah, which makes sense given that she produced that in 2006 and her most recent album just came out within the last week. So she's been working for over 14 years as a singer-songwriter. And so she has been branching out, which I think is cool and I think has helped her maintain relevance. And that, like, I listened to that first album with Picture to Burn when I was a kid, and I'm still listening to her now. This many years later, right? So yeah, I just wanted to play that to provide a point of contrast and to sort of look back and see what Taylor Swift was like in the early days, because up next I'm going to be playing a track from her latest album called Folklore, which, again, just really recently came out, and she recorded it all at her home, which is kind of cool and kind of wild that people can just make albums at their own homes, but such is the era of COVID, right? And it included a lot of collaboration from Aaron Dessner of The National and Jack Antonoff. This album, as far as I can tell, has gotten somewhat mixed reviews. The New York Times wrote a piece called Taylor Swift, a Pop Star Done with Pop, which is an album review of Folklore, and in it states, Folklore, her alternately soothing and soppy, pensive and suffocating eighth album, is a definitive jolt away from the last near decade of Swift's high-gloss, style-fluid, emotionally astute, big tent pop. So this album can definitely be seen as a break in terms of what she's doing in her music and with her music. But it has not been, like, widely acclaimed as one of the great albums, you know, whatever that means to you. But I do think it has some good songs on it. I like it, at least, like, half of it. So maybe not, like, the best glowing review I could give it. But I do think that she does some good things on it. And I do have respect for an artist that can sort of break away from what they've been doing in the past, switch that up, adapt to stay relevant, and maybe stay truer to what they want to be producing or stay truer to how they want to express themselves. At least that's how I like to think of, like, the evolution of artists. But yeah, enough of me talking about that. I'm going to let you make up your own mind about this album. Definitely listen to it on your own because there's a lot more songs. I'm just going to play one tonight. But if you don't like this one, I guess maybe, I don't know, don't listen to it. Up to you. But yeah, I'm going to play My Tears Ricochet. And again, this is off of Folklore by Taylor Swift, which came out on July 24th, 2020. And I am going to sign off for the night. My name is Addie, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I will catch you in 2 weeks. Here is My Tears Ricochet by Taylor Swift.
To go with grace, and you're the tears ricochet. We gather storms, never knowing what they'll mean. Some to throw, some to make a diamond ring. You know I didn't want to have to haunt you, but what a ghostly scene. You wear the same jewels that I gave you as you bury me. I didn't have it in myself to go with grace, 'cause when I'd fight you, you used to tell me I was brave. And if I'm dead to you, why are you at the wake? Cursing my name, wishing I stayed. Look at how my tears ricochet. And I can go anywhere I want, anywhere I want, just not home. And you can aim for my heart, go for blood, but you would still miss me in your bones. Didn't have it in myself to go with grace, and so the battleships will sink beneath the waves.